ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashuva Laim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
Sechte benochis, taf mema medalef, tonne abonon. Sade bitzitzis b'shamay poitim b'sillil mechayvin. More brings a machoikis b'shamay b'sillil. Sadin a begat shal pishton if you put on tzitzis. Rashi, shitas Rashi, is Rashi's mazbir, that shayla is, we have a din of haseh dey chaloysa say, that pishton, you put on tcheles of tzemer, even though it's klayim. B'shamay doesn't hold of that drosha. So b'shamay holds, is a issa klayim, and it's not nidche from the mitzvah tzitzis. Mele the Gemara is saying that you can't put on the chelik ha-tcheles. Sada b'tzitz b'shamay poiter means the poiter from the chelik ha-tcheles. That doesn't mean the poiter from tzitzis l'gamri. It just means that you don't put tcheles. Shita's toisvis. Toisvis brings here b'shamay benetam. Benetam's shita is that according to b'shamay, there's no tzitz at all. Like the posh, the lashon of poiterim, you don't put tzitz at all. And he says a gzeira. B'shamay had a gzeira that duma osi l'meva tcheles. They parted it even from Lavan because of a chashash. He might come to put tcheles, which Beshami holds, is not deich, the klayim is not deich. V'hoid min tamas chaylik on Rashi, that it's chaylik, that's not meikra din. Rashi learns, Beshami holds, you can't put tcheles meikra din because they don't have the drosh, the klayim is deich tzitzis. And the tam says that it's a gzeira, because the gzeira, the Gemara talks about it on the base, gzeira mishum kseslai lo, the gzeira. Balmor and Shabbos, Dafyud Beis and Dafyarif. He goes similar al derech benetam. That's also midrabanon. That it's potter, but he doesn't say that the lovon, the chelak alovon, is potter because of a gzeira the tcheles. He says the story that you can't be mechalik the lovon from the tcheles. It's not mestave ein lechol hafresh b'neim to say that you should be also to put tcheles b'mechuyif to put lovon. It's one thing. Tzitzis the beged should be partly mechuyiv and tzitzis b'negeir alavon and partly aser and tzitzis b'negeir tcheles. He says that's a davar rochik to say such a thing. It's the lashon of the Baal Amor. The Melchames there in Shabbos has a fourth shita that he learns that b'shamay taka like Rashi that they hold that klayim is not deich tzitzis. So meila the tcheles you can't put on a beged shel pishton, but the lavon he says a klal that a talis that doesn't have a din tcheles. Doesn't have a din lavan. It's one halacha, it says in Pasuk for Osulam Tzitzis, is talking about on a beged that's roi for tcheles. The Pasuk's not discussing a beged that's not mitzuvah and tcheles. A beged that's not mitzuvah and tcheles is not in the parish of Tzitzis. So really, there's no chiv of lavan either on such a beged. And then says the Shagasari in Simulam Amad Aleph, he asks on Shitas Taisis, Shitas Rebenetam, that why does Tais need a gzeira of lavan not to tcheles? Once you say you're not mechuyev in tcheles, so you say kolaroy lebila bila ma'akeves boy. The halacha is that when we have a part of a mitzvah that's not ma'akev, that's only chatchila, the klal is always kolaroy lebila ain bila ma'akeves boy. Kol she'ain roy lebila bila ma'akeves boy. That by menachis, the Gemara says with his chatchila to be boilel, the mincha, a mincha which you aren't boilel is not ma'akev b'di'evit, but a mincha which is not roy to be boilel. Is possible the avid kol she'ini roi lebila in bila ma'keves boy. In fact, the Shagasai, so if Tosis is maskim according to Rashi that b'shamay is mikra din the tcheles is not doiche the issa klayim is not nitche for mitzvah tzitzis. So it comes out that this beged is any roi for tcheles. So even the chum hold that a tcheles ain't a ma'keves alavon the tcheles is not likuva and you can be yoitz with the avid without the tcheles but the chayish have the klal. Kol she'ini roi lebila, bila ma'keves boy. That has to be roi to do it kemitzvasai. Something that's not roi to do kemitzvasai then the lechatchil is ma'akev, so the tchelis itself should be ma'akev. Reflect the Shagasai. And Shagasai says that Ramban says korov ledvor of this Ramban on Machamis that says Ramban doesn't use that klal called roi lebila, but Ramban just says the fact that the Torah is only talking about a beged which is shayich to tchelis. That's the beged the Torah is talking about. So Shagasai says that's korov ledvorov, that's korov to his taina, that there's a halacha of kol roi lebila, ein bila ma'akevus by kol shein roi lebila bila ma'akevus by. Karnoira here in the sugya says that it doesn't. The Karnoira on Ambeid says it's not shayach here the sugya. The klal of kol roi lebila bila ma'akevus by ein bila ma'akevus by kol shein roi lebila bila ma'akevus by, because over here it's two mitzvahs like we spoke before from Taisvus. Taisvus says that according to the chum that hold the tchelis and love and ein makmans as the pshat is that it's two mitzvahs. According to Rabbi, it holds makmans as it's one mitzvah. According to the Chum, Taisa said it's two mitzvahs. Each one is a separate kiyum. So Mela, the din of kol shein roi lebila bila makevus by is when you have a lechatchila mitzvah or a mitzvah say in this mitzvah. But if it's two separate mitzvahs, so you can't say that when it's any roi to have the other mitzvah, it should be makam on this mitzvah. The reason why it's not makam is because each one is a dove of the atzmai. Like Taisa learned up before, it's two separate kiyum. Mela doesn't pass that whole klal here as oktakaranoira of bila makevus by. Cheetahs Rashi that Pshat Meshami is they don't dash and the climb is Deichet Tzitzis. And Taizah speaks out here that Avada Meshami is voided to the din of Asay Deichet Loisa Say. They just don't have a drosha by climb and Tzitzis. They have droshas other places. So, in fact, Taizah, what happened to Halacha of Asay Deichet Loisa Say? So, Taizah, it's called Efshel Kayim Shneim. We have the cloud from Rish Lokish, the Baikosh Efshel Kayim Shneim. There's no Halacha of Asay Deichet Loisa Say. Over here it's called Efshel Kayim Shneim because you'll be Mekayim it, Achayim Lun, you'll be Mekayim it with Mitzvahs Lovan. Even though you're not going to be Mekayim it Kedinoi with the Tchelis, that's a Chiddush that Taisa is saying that's considered Efshel Kayim Shneim, the Etzem Mitzvah could be Neskayim, Akoponim, the Mitzvah Sitzes could be Neskayim. If the Chelik at Tchelis can't be Neskayim, Taisa being Mechadish, that's called Efshel Kayim Shneim. At the end of Taisa speaks out that like Rabbi, that Tchelis Makavus Lovan. Then it's called Efshel Kayim Shneim. Taisin Ksubas Daf Mem is Masbir that according to Beis Hillel that holds that Lamaisa Kayim is Deichet Tzitzis. It's not called Efshel Kayim Shneim because Ein Lonu Loimesh Ye Osa Lilbish Tal Shal Pishtum Shum De Efshel Bishal Tzemer. Taisin, we don't say to let him wear a Talis Shal Tzemer and he wants to have Kayim. Right now he's wearing a tal shel pishtun, and the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is to put on tchelis, which is klayim. That's not called efshir. You should say he should wear a different beged, and he'll be able to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis without doing this a klayim. Ein zeh choshev efshir. The lashon tois is mashra. That's not called efshir to tell him to do something else. It has to be that in this thing that he's doing, it's efshir to be mekayim the mitzvah in a different oifen. But to say that he could go do something else and not do what he's up to doing now, that's not called Efshel Kayim Shneim. Mechonon has arichas on this in Kayvitz Aoris and Simin Yudalid. What's the gather of this din? Benigay Efshel Kayim Shneim. He says there in Eitz Ches that the Chayrit should come out from Taisvis that if a person is coming to him Kayim Mitzvahs Aseif and Achilas Matzah, that you say Asei Deich Aloysa say that Matzah is Deich that he could eat Chodosh. If he needs that to be mekayim the mitzvah's matzah. So what happens if he has in front of him a matzah of yoshon and a matzah of chodosh, and he wants to eat the chodosh? So Frekter Wachana, will you say the same thing? That he'll say, well, I'm eating this one. There's no other way to eat this one without being no other way to do the achilas matzah with this one without being oivid issa chodosh. You don't tell me that I should go do it with a different one. So Frekter Wachana, Nevada, we don't say that. So what's the chilik? Chodin says two oifanim. First, he says you can be mechalik. That by matzah, the whole chiv is to eat one kezayis matzah. You have to find one kezayis to eat. There's no ki mitzvah every kezayis. So memela, the mitzvah is not mechayiv bechlal to eat this one. Mashaykeh by tzitzis, zok to Chodin, where every additional beggar that you wear is chayiv again in tzitzis. It's another mitzvah tzitzis. So memela, you can't say go wear a different baget, because there's a mitzvah tzitzis, there's a key mitzvah tzitzis in each baget. By matzah, there's no special key mitzvah in every kezayis you eat. You have to have one kezayis here that you can do the mitzvah with. So you have no right to go and do it with the Dover also, with Chodosh. Shaykh Beit Tzitzis, where there's a key mitzvah in every one, again, another key mitzvah. So then you could say, if I'm doing the mitzvah with this one, you can't tell me to go do it with something else. Another example of a Chanan gives there is by Yibum, where we say, Asay Dechaloy say that a Kohen Gadol who's also Balmona, Mika Adin, can be Miyabim Balmona, because Asay Dechaloy say. He says, what if a Yavam has, it fell in front of him two Yavamas, the mace left over, two Nashim, one is Almana, one is also to Kayin, let's say to Grusha, to Kayin Hedyit, and one is Mutter to Kayin. So, and he'll choose, he wants to be Miyabim, the one that's also to him, with Asay Dechaloy say. So, Akhtar Bukharan, there also, he won't be able to do it. Because he only has to be Miyabim, one of them to be Mekayin the Mitzvah. There's no extra key in Mitzvah with every one that he's Miyabim. So he has no right to say that he's doing this one to be Mekayin the Mitzvah. Do the Mitzvah a different way. Shake it over here, where there's another key in Mitzvah with every Beged. So then you say, Taisa Svara, that if I'm wearing this Beged, then I have a Asay Dechaloy say, I'm not Mekhuyiv to go and wear a different Beged to go around the Mitzvah. Another Oifid of Bukharan says you can be Mechalik. He says over there, by Matzo, by Yibum, the whole Yisoyer the Maisi is doing, he's just doing a Maisa Mitzvah. He's going to eat it because of Mitzvah's Matzah. He's going to be Yabim because of Mitzvah's Yibum. Shankar over here, the Maisa Levisha, he's wearing it Lana Asa, is Dr. Bukharan. He's wearing the Beged because he wants to wear a Beged. Now, when he's doing that Levisha of Lana Asa, there's a Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Torah spoke about such a Levisha of Lana Asa, that Yishmachuiv to do with Mitzvah Tzitzis. But the Etzim Siba the Maisa is not for the Mitzvah. The Etzim Siba the Maisa Levisha is for Zano. Dr. Bukhana, by such a Maisa, when the Torah is talking about such a Maisa that you do for your Ano, there's no Svara to say that Yishmachuiv to not do the Maisa in order to get away from the Asay Dechaloy to say. The Torah is talking about a Maisa that you're doing for your own Ano. And on such a Maisa is Chal the Mitzvah. Over there is a Din of Mitzvah Asay Dechaloy to say. Shake it over there, the Maisa that the Torah is talking about is a Maisa that you're doing mitzvah because the mitzvah is mechayev to do it. So if you have a different oifen to do the mitzvah, so you have no reason to do it this way. Chana goes on over there and he declares what happens if you have two yivamin, one is a kohen and one is a cholol, so one could do it without a seidei chalai say, and one can only do it with a seidei chalai say. Do you say to let the other brother be miyabim and there won't be any seidei chalai say, or you look at it on each brother by himself on his mitzvah? That's what Chana says tzorachin. Maybe his mitzvah, you say, he's being mekayim his mitzvah. You don't say that he has to pass on the mitzvah to his brother. But that's what Chanan speaks through the shvuz of the svar of Taisus over here. Chayyud is a pashat ha'ayfin, and also to say, could be that Tzaldarach, the second tzad in the Chanan. We had the Mordechai earlier, that the Mordechai says that there's no din in the Torah, there's no isser levisha of dalat kamfes blei tzitzis. It's a mitzvah, and someone who wears dalat kamfes, the Torah is matal and a mitzvah to put tzitzis. Mele, that's what Taiz means. It's not called efsher to tell him to wear a different beged. The Taiz is not talking of in the chiv of mitzvah tzitzis which beged you should or shouldn't wear. It's once you're wearing the beged of dalat kamfes, the Taiz is matl on your chiv to put tzitzis on it. But that's not the mitzvah is not mechayev you to not wear this beged. Mele, that's what Taiz means, the chash of efsher. That's the lashon Taiz is maybe mashma a little bit more like Rabbi Chanan. Toises by us later in the Vimasal Kavon asks on the Etzim Din of Rish Lakish, the Efshel Kaiv Shtev is not Deicha. We had the Gemara before, Lamatasim and Beis, that the Gemara says you could use Chutei Temer for the Chelik HaLovon also, not just for the Chelik HaTcheles. Over there, L'chayr, it's Efshel Kaiv Shtev, he doesn't have to use Lovon, he could use something else. Toises has two Terutzim here. Ramban and Yevamis of Dalit says the Taka and Achanami, the Gemara in Lama Testament Beis, is Chaylik and Rish Lakish is Halacha of Efshel Kaim Shneim. You hold Asay Dei Chaloy Sei, even when it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. The Rajba and Yevamis in Chidushim says that the Gemara before is talking about when he has no other tzitzis. Only way he's going to be able to be Mekai in the Mitzvah's Lava is by using these tzitzis of Tzema. If not, he's not going to be able to be Mekai in the Mitzvah's tzitzis. Melo b'chay gavna, it's not Efshel Kaim Shneim. So you don't have Rish Lakish's din. So there you'll have the Asay Dechaloy to say. Yosef and Simon Yud Aleph brings by us from Ben Yeruchim the same Yosef. Then he says, when you ain't moitzi minoy, when you can't find the min of the beged, then you could go and use klayim, you could use chutei pishton to pat the beged shal tzemer. In moitzi minoy, he's up there, it's also, k'dam Rish Lakish, kol mokash at the moitzi, Asay Vilay to say, When it's Efshal Kayib Shteim, it's Aser. So Ben Yeruchim saying the same chilik, that the fact that you can't find that min is called that it's Efshal Kayib Shteim. Mishayisav says on that Ve'ene Nirali. Since if you would be able to find minoy, that would be it would be possible to be kaim da say and not be doicha the loisa say, that's called already efshul kaim shneim. That da say mitaratzba is efshul kaim shneim. So we have here machlokes rishonim. Nish Lakish's din of Efshal Kayib Shneim, Machlekes Dramban with the Rajbin and Ben Yeruchim, the din of Efshal Kayib Shneim is a totally in Lemaisin. If this case he has the option of being able to be Mekayim Shneim, or it just means Be'etzem, if it's a possibility in general for the two things to coexist, the Asay and the Loisa Say. Abnochim and Yevamis and Ois Nunches and Chedusha Abnochim. It's Masbid, the big chaylik in the Yisayir Adin. What's Rish Lakish's halacha of Efshal Kayim Shneim? Is Rish Lakish saying that the din of Esed Eich Halaysa is like a tchiyah? It's like the Gemara has an Afkamino Hutra and Dchuya. It's a tchiyah. It's like a B'diavadik Azach. So if we can avoid it, if it's Efshal Kayim Shneim, we'll avoid it. So then it's totally in the Mice if you have another way around it. Shenke in the Ramban and the Bishayisif. I can hold that Efshal Kayim Shneim is a definition that Asay Dei Chalaisa say. It's only such an Asay that says to be Mekayim the Laisa say. But if the Asay itself doesn't say to be over this Laisa say, that say means that Atzma could coexist with this Laisa say. So, on such an Asay is not telling us to be over the Laisa say. And that is not Nema the Hilchasa of Asay Dei Chalaisa. That's Rish Lakish's din. That's the Machalikas Rishayim here, Lent Reb Nachum. The emesis, the Shagasai and Simon Tzadivov is also Meirich in this Shaila. Efshal Kayim Shneim is totally in this case, in your circumstance, if you have a Eitzah to be Mekayim Shneim, or if it's totally in general, if it's Shaykh for these two things to be Mekuyim together. Meisah, the Shagasai brings a Raya from the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel. Gemara is talking about Ktsitzis Beheres by Mila. That if someone is an Isser not to call of Tzaras, if somebody has a Negev, a Mokev Mila, it's a question if the Mitzvah's Mila, the Mitzvah's Asay, can be Deichel Lois Asay of cutting Tzaras. So the Gemara says, if somebody else is going to do it, so he's Einim Eschavin, Dovish Einim Eschavin is Mutter. He doesn't have a mind to call of the Tzaras, he just has a mind to do the Mila. But if the Av is going to do it, so then Avada, he's being Eschavin to call of the Tzaras. So then it should be also. It should be also. And it's Efshay de Acher. You can't say Asay de Chalaisa say. Because it's Efshay. Let the Av not do it. Let somebody else do it. And in such a case, if someone else will do it, you won't have the Laisa say because he's not being Mechavan. It's Tavish Ein Mechavan. The Gemara says, we're talking about the Lek Acher. There's nobody else to do it. All you have is the Father here. So over there you have Asay de Chalaisa say because there's nobody else here. So Dr. Shagasai, you see clear from the Gemara of Lek Acher. Even though Be'etzem, this Asay doesn't say to be Deicha the Leis Asay, because if you would have an Achar, you'd be able to be Mekayim the Asay and not be over the Leis Asay. But still, if in this case you don't have an Achar, so in your circumstance you don't have an Achar, that's called the Efshal Kayim Shneim. Like the Rajbin and Ben Yeruchim, Mail the Shagasai is Matchir Tzad.
Mora continues and I'm amazed. Mora says another time why. Sad and Shalpishton is Potter from Tcheles. Moses Gzeira, Bzeiram and Gzeira Nam Mishum Ksuslaila. It's a Gzeira because of Ksuslaila. We don't want him to come to put Tcheles on it in a Oifen that it's going to be a Ksuslaila, which is Potter from Tzitzis. And since it's Potter from Tzitzis, it's going to come out as being over to Isra of Shatness, Shalom Kaimitza. It's a big machlaik as you shine him. What's the din of Ksuslaila? Tais is Meirich over here, the Vimaschon Shum Ksus Laila, that it's totally in what type of beggar it is. A beggar that's Miyuchid for Laila is Potter, even if you wear up a Yoim, and a beggar which is Miyuchid for Yoim is Chayiv, even if you wear up a Laila. Hainu, it's not totally in when you're wearing it, it's not the mitzvah's tzitzis is only Noig by daytime and not by night. It's totally in what type of beggar it is. A beggar that's Miyuchid for Yoim is always Chayiv. Beggars miyuchad l'layla is always potter. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. There's a steer from Rabbeinu Tam later on in Dalmud. The bottom Tesis. That's the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam here. That's the Shitas HaRosh. The Rosh is Meirich in that. That's totally in what type of beggar it is. Tesis asks on the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam himself asks. The Gemara says later on that it's called Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph says that Tzitzis is called a Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma Noshma Pturis because of the din that Ksus Laila is part of Tzitzis. Chayru was saying over here it's telling the type of beggar, it's not telling any Zman. The Mitzvah is Noig B'chol Zman. If you wear a Ksus Yoim at night, you have to put Tzitzis on it. The Mitzvah is Noig B'im B'yoim B'im B'Laila. So why is that called Zman Groma? So Tzitzis, that's still called Zman Groma. Because Hayayim Goyrim L'chayiv HaMalbush. It's still called that this man is a Goyrim here in the mitzvah, because the fact that the beggar is Meyuchid for Yoyim is what's M'chayiv this beggar. That means there are certain Zmanim that are M'chayiv in this mitzvah. A beggar that's Meyuchid for his man, which is Shaykh to this mitzvah, is Chayiv in mitzvah Tzitzis. So it's still called that this man is a Goyrim in the mitzvah. Shitas HaRambam, Tor brings in the Kesef Mishnah's Bedaik and the Rambam and Perek Gimel from Tzitzis that the Shitas HaRambam is not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that everything is totally in Yoyim and Laila. Means if you wear Ksus Yoyim by night, you're potter from putting on Tzitzis at that time. And if someone's wearing a Ksus Laila, a Ksus which is Meyuchad Laila, he's wearing during the daytime, he's Mechuyiv to put Tzitzis on it at that time. It's a regular Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. It's a certain time when the Mitzvah is Noig. A certain time when the mitzvah is not noig. Mitzvah tzitzis is noig b'yoyim, and it's not noig b'layla. That's Shita Rambam. Third Shita, the Shita Ran, Masech the Kedushin, Daf Yidal and Beis, and Daf Yerif. The Ran is Miskasha Taka and Taisis Kasha. He says, what's the pshat? We consider tzitzis a mitzvah seishas man groma. If everything is totally in what type of beggar, a beggar that's miyuchad b'yoyim is always chai, a beggar that's miyuchad b'layla is always potter. So why should that be considered as man groma? So, Dr. Ran, you have to say, Atarti Beinon. You need two things. You need the beggar to be Miyuchad Fiyoim, and you also need that you're wearing it Fiyoim. It means if someone wears a beggar, a Miyuchad Liyoim, and he's wearing it Belaila, he's also going to be Potter from putting on tzitz at that time. And who then, if he wears a beggar, a Miyuchad Lelaila, and he wears it Beyoim, he's also going to be Potter. You need both things, Dr. Ran. He says, the Drosh of Reisa Moisai, which Mishumor Darshan's it has to be Bisman Riya. So you need Dash from the authority, it has to be Bisman Riya and a Ksus that's Miyuchid for Riya. So Mamela, either way is Potter. Either if you're wearing a Belaila or if the Ksus is Miyuchid Belaila, both of them are Potter. That's Shita Saran. Goes Maimini in on the Rambam and Per Gimel Loch Zayin brings the Shita's Rashi is like the Rabbeinu Tam. Loshen Rashi and Zvachim. Zvachim, Rashi's Loshen is that's telling Ksus HaMiyuchad Lelaila, Zvachim Dafit Ches. It's telling Ksus HaMiyuchad Lelaila that if you wear a Ksus that's Miyuchad Lelaila, you wear a Belaila, you Mechuyiv and Tzitzis, not like the Shitzer Rambam. Shar Melech over there in Hilchos Tzitzis asks from Rashi Bayos, says, Loshen Rashi Bayos, Bzeira Magzeir Mishum Ksus Lelaila, Rashi says, Shemi Yiskasa Boy Belaila. Rashi doesn't say anything about being miyuchad l'layla. Rashi says maybe the person will be meskasin at belayla. So he says the Rashi be'os is l'chayra mavur like the Rambam. That's totally when he's wearing it. Rashi's saying if he'll be meskasin with the sadam belayla, he's going to be potter from tzitzis. Talk to Shara Melech, you have to say not like that goyis maimini, that the shitas Rashi is the initarti like the Ran and Kedushin. Melech can be miyashiv the steerus Rashi. Rashi holds you need both. It has to be miyuchad l'yoyim and you're wearing a b'yoyim. And Gois Maimni, however, brings the Ritzvah, that the Ritzvah was Haira Kirashi, Paskin like Rashi, like the Shitas Rashi, he brings from Rashi and Zvachim, and he said, Leilim Kippurim, when we wear a talus, we put on a talus by night, Fanila, that's where the Shaila comes up a lot in the Rishonim, because usually a person is wearing the Tzitzis already from the daytime, and made the Bracha earlier by day. By Leilim and Kippurim, he's putting on a new tzitzis at night when he puts masata for the talis for Neila. Zokta goyis maimini duritzbo hira kirashi that a person should make a bracha when he puts on the tzitzis by Leilim and Kippurim because it's a beggar that's miyuchad liyoyim or liyoyim v'layla for both. Upon him, it's not a beggar that's miyuchad liyoyim. So you can make a bracha even though he's wearing it at night. Not like the Shitas Rambam, and not like the Shitas Aran. They pass into Tzvah, B'Shem, Rashi. Similar enough, Kamina, the Rosh brings by us that the Chachmei Ashkenaz, when they would get up early for Slichas, then you're being Mesatif, Petzitzis, Belailo, still nighttime, and the Shliach Tziba is being Mesatif, Petzitzis. So also the Rosh brings that they got into a Safik, if you can make a bracha, because according to the Rambam, it's potter than according to the Benetam, and the Shitas Rashi, it's Chayiv, then you get into a Safik brachas, if you can be Mvorach on that. Sits that the Masata for them. And Grace Maimini continues that the Ri holds like the Rambam, that it's totally in when you're wearing it, it's not totally in what the beg is miyuchad for. And he says that it should come out according to the Rambam, that Sadinim Shemaskasim ben Belaila, blankets, covers that people use to cover themselves at night, that they usually have four corners, that they should be chayv and tzitzis, even though it's a beggar miyuchad lelaila, since they use it by day also, this in the morning, it's still covered with the blanket. And the Rambam's shita is, k'susa miyuchad lelaila, well, as soon as it comes the day, imachiv to put tzitzis on it. So he says, according to Rambam, yesh lochus l'shadina sheyeshlam dalat kamfes miskasim ben beboiker, in the morning hours, they're still being miskas with it. L'chayot shevichayv and tzitzis. Shemati shabbeinu yom in Paris, he says, in Achanam, Rabbeinu yom in Paris, used to put tzitzis on it. Among Avram and Simon Yitches, as Gimel brings, the Bishay Yosef says, L'maiser amin and goyim, not to put tzitzis on it. And Among Avram is very much niskasha, what's the pshat in the minig? He says, L'chayra, the Shulchan Aruch, v'choshish for the Shit Tzirambam, that someone wears a beggar, a miyuchad l'layla, b'yoyim, should wear tzitzis, at least without a brocha, selfik brochas l'hakel, but he should put tzitzis on. So Among Avram says, why should these sadinim be potter from tzitzis? Brings a Mordechai, and the Mordechai discusses it, and the Mordechai says that the pshat is that maybe tzitzis is only on Levisha, but if someone is not wearing the beged, he's just halal, he's not mechuyev in tzitzis, he's just putting the beged on top of him like a blanket, he's putting the beged on top of him. It means Tosis really discusses this at the end of Tosis on Daf Memalef Medalef. By shatness, we find the Issa Klayim, the shatness is an Issa not only on Levisha, but even halal, a person can't put on himself a blanket of shatness, or even have it underneath him, can't lay on top of shatness. Hatzah, that's Hatzah, and Halah, they all have shatness. It's Taisus. Taisus dans, what's by tzitzis? If you need dafka levisha, Taisus stems on the maisa, that tzitzis is not dafka levisha, it's even Halah. But the Mordechai says that it could be tzitzis, the Torah was only mechayiv in levisha, it's different than shatness. Torah was only mechayiv in levisha, only a ksus, and halal is not mechuyiv, so maybe that's why the sadinim, the blankets, are potter. But the Magen Avraham says, L'maisa, Tosis comes out not like that. So the Magen Avraham zogt, Nirali besadin shotzeh meyasa keren echad agula lifter mitzitzis. The Magen Avraham says, Paskin's taka, that if a person has a sadin shotzeh, he should make one corner round to potter from tzitzis, according to the Rambam. The Mishabur brings that the Prima Godman is Medaik from the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham was only Choshish for it by Sadin Shal Tzemer, only if it's made out of Tzemer. If it's made out of Sharminim, even the Magen Avraham is not being Choshish for it. And the Pshat is, Zok the Prima Godman, because he's being Mitzarif, the Shitas, Zemachoikis, Mechab and Ramah, how we paskin earlier in the Gemara, we paskin like Rava, if Sharminim are Machoiv Medaraisa or only Machoiv Medarabonim. So according to Shita, that Shar Minim are only Mechuyiv Medarbonon, so the Magen Avraham was Mitzarif, that you could be Mekel in a Chiv Darbonon, you could be Mekel and be Seimech on the Mordechai, that there's no Chiv on Halah. So maybe it was only Machmer on a Tzadin Chotzemer, which is L'kuli Alma Chiv Deraisa. Over there is Machmer to be Choshev for Shita's Tosis, that's even Halah, and also to be Choshev for Shita's Rambam, that a Beged Beged miyuchad l'layla b'yoyim is mechuyiv in mechuyiv and tzitzis during the daytime. Another nafkamina that the poskim dan at the end of Simen Ches is if someone wears tzitzis through the night and he's continuously, and the question if he has to make a new bracha when the morning comes, that the chayr according to the Rambam that he was potter by night, he should be mechuyiv in a new bracha. Shenkin the chayr later rosh that a ksus hamiyuchad l'yoyim that he wears at night is chayiv, so he was continuously chayiv in the mitzvah. So the chayiv is no mechayiv for a new bracha when the morning comes. Maisa Chuvas Rosh says you do make a new bracha. Mitzvah Shem will be Mayrach on this later on the Gemara. The Gemara brings such a Maisa on Daphne Gimel and Aleph. This Arichas in the Paiskim. The Moshe Feinstein has an interesting Chuvah in Igus Moshe, Yerdeya Chelik Beis, Simakuf Lam and Zion. That he dons if someone took off his tzitzis at night and he wants to put them back on. He dons if he's allowed to put them back on. He brings a Shiloh, Mogen Avram, B'Shem Debach, his Mashma. That just like in Tefillin, with Laila Lavzman Tefillin, Zalocha, it's not just without Mechuyiv and Tefillin B'Laila, you're not allowed to wear Tefillin B'Laila. So the Mogen Avraham brings a Bach, that's Mashma, that Tzitzis also. If you hold Laila, it's not as Man Tzitzis, like the Rambam, then you're not allowed to wear Tzitzis B'Laila. The Ramesha says it's a Shver Shita, the Bach's Tzustel from Tefillin is a Shver Tzustel. Mela, he wants to paskin that there's no Israel Maisa to put the tzitzis back on at night. He allowed to put them back on at night. But the Moshe continues there that even though you're allowed to, you don't have to be chayshish for the Bach. But he says there's definitely no inyan to put it back on. There's no chiv. That means even though we have the Gemara later says that tzitzis be'idin rischa. Tzitzis, we know a person's not mechayiv to wear tzitzis. It's only if he has dalat kamfes. But if he wears all his begodim, don't have Dal Kamfas, he's not Mechuyiv to put on a beggar about Dal Kamfas to be Mischayiv and Tzitzis. But the Gemara says, Be'idin Rischa, in a time of Kas, their Teveya person, why he didn't put on a beggar at Dal Kamfas and be Mechayiv and Tzitzis. Dr. Moshe, that's Pashit, that Belaila, there's no such Chiv of Be'idin Rischa. It means even according to the Rosh, that it's possible to be Mechayiv and Tzitzis Belaila, not like the Rambam, that the Ksus Yoim, the Iweh Belaila, in Mechuyiv and Tzitzis. But Dr. Moshe's pasha on that, it's not Nemar the din of Be'idin Rischa. It's just if it was Nizdamin to someone that he had a Ksus Yoim and he's wearing a Belaila, he's Mechayiv to put on tzitzis. But there's no Inyan to go ahead and Dafka put on tzitzis at night to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So maybe Dr. Moshe has no issue to put the tzitzis back on, but there's no Inyan for him to be Mahadir to go and put the tzitzis back on by night. The Frat at the Bach is Oyser. Gemara continues. Amar Rava Milsa Amri Vitma Marav Meshmeid Reb Zeira Kavasi. He shall beg it the Kenafer shall or Chayevus. He shall or the Kenafer shall beg it Petura. My time a Iker beg it Beinon. B'choy is Choylik Ozel Basa Konov. The Gemara says that or is parted from Tzitzis. Beg it shall or even though Shar Mina Machayev and Tzitzis, but beg it shall or is parted from Tzitzis. What about if the Iker beg it is or and the corners the Konov where you're putting the Tzitzis on is made out of beged, or the opposite, or the ikir beged is beged and the konof is oil. So what kind of din does this beged have? Is a chayv or potter? So Rava says you go bust the ikir beged. Whatever is the ikir beged, that's kevei, you don't go bust to the konof. And Rabbi says you go bust to the konof, the mokim tzitzis. And what's called ikir beged? What's kevei, the ikir, the beged? Mishesiv brings from Arik, ikir beged means the roiv of the beged. If roiv of the beged is made out of a min of chiyuv, and the miyut is made out of a min of ptur, that's called a beggar, is a beggar that's mechuyiv and tzitzis. An interesting shaila here from Kvege and Shulchan Aruch. Kvege says, Nistapakti, if you have a beggar which is roiv of a min chiyuv, and the miyut is a min ptur, but from the amount of the chiyuv itself, it doesn't have a shir ituf. We have the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, that there's a minimum shir, how big the beggar has to be, in order to be mischayiv and tzitzis, has to be a beggar that at least a person could be misatif, a katan or a gadol. We'll see Gemara Vayta, but it has to be a beggar that's a sheer ituf that a person can be misatif with. So Zaktu Kvega, what if this beggar, the entire beggar, is a sheer ituf, but the beggar is miut of or and roiv of a min chiyuv? So kum tois from the min chiyuv itself, you don't have enough that would be a sheer to be mechayiv and tzitzis. The min chiyuv doesn't have a shir ituf. It's only together with the min p'tur. So, do you say that once the beged has a shir, so now this beged is a beged of chiyuv, the whole beged is a beged of chiyuv. Since raiver the beged is a min chiyuv, so this beged is a beged that's mechuyiv and tzitzis because you go with the raiv, with the ikr. Or he says, no, since mitzad the min chiyuv itself, there's not a shir to be mechayiv and tzitzis, so it's part of tzitzis. Sha'alti b'mayim mit kama chachamim ze'ayim b'koy v'ze'ayim b'koy. Kvega says he asked kama chachamim and got different tshuvas. Kvega wants to be medame. He brings a shaila from the Magen Avram If you have a talis, which is shesi, and is made out of tzemer, every beged that's woven has a shesi and an eriv. So if the shesi is tzemer, and the eriv strings were meshi, a different material of meshi, so according to the sheet of Maram Rutenberg, that paskins, that tzemer cannot pater other minim, and Rav Yishein and paskin, that tzemer can pater all minim. The Maram Rutenberg says, tzemer cannot pater other minim, it's only when you have a kiyum of tcheles, when you have tzemer upishtim yachtov, but tzemer itself cannot pater other minim. So you have here a beged, which the shesi is tzemer, and the erev is meshi. So it's half and half, there's no rav of either one. So zok the magen of Ram, you stuck, ain't like takana. The meshi can't pater the tzemer, because shar minim don't pater the tzemer. And according to Maram Rutenberg, you can't put tzitzis of tzemer either, because tzemer can't pater the meshi, according to Maram Rutenberg. So it comes out the chelik, the entire beggar is mechuyev and tzitzis. And the chelik at tzemer can't be nifter with chutei meshi. And the chelik at meshi can't be nifter with chutei tzemer. So there's no chutim that you're going to put onto this beggar that will pater the beggar. And mele, it's ain't like takana. Zaktim kivegi l'chayr, the halach is the meshi by erev by itself, a beggar that is only erev is not mechuyev. A beggar that is only shesi is not mechuyev. So if you put on one of the chutim, you put chutim of the min of the shesi, so you'll pater the shesi, and now the erev by itself is not mechuyev. So why can't that be a etzia for the beged? Ela ma'izak to kivege. You see, once the whole beged is a beged of chiyuv, you don't look at each part and say that this part by itself is not mechayev. The entire beged today is a beged of shesi and erev. The whole beged is a beged of chiyuv. So it's not going to help to pater up one part and then say that the other part is not mechuyev by itself. Because now that the beggar has shasi and eriv, every part of the beggar is mechuyev. So what then over here, he says, you could say that you don't just look at the chelik haroiv, that it doesn't have a sheer ituf by itself. Once this beggar is a beggar of ituf, so the whole entire beggar becomes mechuyev. Chelik says, yesh l'chalik k'muvin v'daik. Another nidin that comes up, that's brought in this Gemara, B'sheisiv brings a gois maimini, that's medaik for this Gemara, the common shayla, if you have a beged that has a slit that goes part of the way up, so it comes out, part of the beged has four corners, in that makom where it's split, has four corners, and the other part of the beged, higher up, where it's mechuber, where it's attached, it doesn't have that split, and that part doesn't have the dalet kamfas. So is that beged mechuyev and tzitzis or not? So the Beis Maimon, he says, that it's totally in reiver the beged. If Reiver, the beggar is open, then the beggar is considered that it's Pesuach and it's Mechuyev and Tzitzis. If Reiver, the beggar is Sosum, then it's Potter. And he learns it from this Gemara. He says there's Makoris from our Gemara. The Gemara says, Be'els Iker beggar be'inon. And it said before from Marik that it's only in Reiv. The Gemara says the Kiveya, if a beggar is a beggar of Chiyuv, is a beggar of Shalar, or a beggar of Minim that a Mechuyev, is totally in Reiv. Zokter hu adin to be kevei, if this beged is considered sasum or pasuach, is totally also in raiv. If raiv the beged is open, it's considered open. If raiv the beged is closed, it's considered closed. They pass into Shulchan Aruch, b'shem nagoyis maimin. If it's chatzi chatzi, it's exactly half-half, half pasuach and half sasum. So we don't have any one way that's called the ikra beged. Yosef says on that, nearly the matila noisev chumra. You have to go to Chumra both ways. Chayiv b'tzitzis, you put on tzitzis. Ve'in yoytzim b'shabbos. You cannot go out with it on Shabbos because on the tzad it's potter from tzitzis. The tzitzis are going to be a masui in Michayiv on the we're carrying the tzitzis on Shabbos. Kvegi here clears the sofik. If this chelik ha-pasuach was saying a beged, which roiv of it is pasuach, is Michayiv, the whole beged is considered a beged pasuach. Kvegi here, what if this roiv that's pasuach is made up partly of a beged chalor. I mean, as we said before, a beged could be mir chalor, is still mechuyev in tzitzis. If reiv the beged is of minim, then a mechuyev. So that the question is, if the beged is reiv pasuach, but that reiv that's pasuach is only together with the miut chelik of or of the beged. If you just look at the chelik, which is not or, you're not going to have a reiv pasuach. You only have a reiv pasuach using the miut chelik, which is or. Could that miut chelik of or be mitztarif to be mechayiv the beged? to be mechayiv the beged in tzitzis, or you say no about the beged shalor is potter from tzitzis. It's only mechuyiv al techelik haroiv of the shar minim, and the chelik haroiv mitzaratzmai doesn't have a roiv pesuach, then it should be potter. Or no, now you say this beged is a beged which is roiv pesuach, and it's a beged hamechuyiv in tzitzis. It's such a type of beged. And Kveger also asks in the Gilgin Shulchan Aruch there on the dinner of Beis Yosef that says Mechza al Mechza, when it's Mechza Pesuach and Mechza Sosim, you go to Chumra and you have to put tzitzis and you can't go out with it on Shabbos. In fact, Kveger, he doesn't understand L'chayr, if it's Mechuyiv Misafik, you're telling me Misafik, it's Mechuyiv and tzitzis, you have to be Machmer Misafik. So why should it be a Masli on Shabbos? L'maisi Mechuyiv to put tzitzis on it, and you're not allowed to wear this beged without tzitzis. So it comes out that tzitzis is a tzarech for the beggar. It shouldn't be a masi on Shabbos. In fact, the kivega, the shred of Yisrael, that's considering it a masi on Shabbos, it's noya beggar, it's something that's needed for the beggar, because he can't wear the beggar without it. Al-tasafik chi of tzitzis. It shouldn't be a masi on Shabbos. Agav, this shmuz the Yisrael brings in at the end of the siman, then it's a minyud. It says, Yesh la'ayim, malbushim shalonu, talks about coats, the overcoats, that you wear on top. That Dr. L'chayra, it has arba kamfis. It means it's fully closed in the back. There's no slit. But down the front, it's open from top to bottom. So it comes out, you have two corners on the top and two corners on the bottom. At the top of the beged, near the neck, there's two corners. And all the way at the bottom, there's two corners. Effectively, it says, if L'chayra, it's a beged of dal kamfis, what's the pshat, Dr. Aminiga Oilam, that we don't put tzitzis on the coats, on the top coats, same thing with shirts that have two corners on the top and two corners on the bottom. So if you have if there's buttons connecting it, so the place can say that's if the buttons don't open themselves, they have to be open. That's like a chibur. We look at it like it's closed up. It's raver a beggar is awesome. So it's only me at pesuach. It's not mechiv. If you have the marshal like a coat, which is fully open, so the chayr effectively says, what's the pshat? It has dal kamfis. So once more, the b'shayisah says to miyashu d'minig ha'ilam, he says that these overcoats were not made b'ikr to keep somebody warm. It's just meant for covered. It's something that he wears for covered. He says even if a person has kamam malbushim and he's warm, he'll still put the coat on top. So Meili says a beggar that's not meant to keep somebody warm, maybe he's not called a beged. Such a beggar is not mechuyiv. It's not a ksus to be mechuyiv in tzitzis. Dr. Moshe asks on that. He says all our talises that we wear b'shas tefillah, we're also not coming to warm somebody up. It's just wear them just for the mitzvah, and see them. It's still considered a ksus to be chayiv in tzitzis. The ma'isi wearing it is mechuyiv in tzitzis. Doesn't matter if you're wearing what the purpose why you're wearing it. So he says that's a shreira yishuv. Yisrael says another teretz, since the bottom tzitzis are going to drag on the floor, the Torah is not mechayiv in such a oifen, the tzitzis they're going to put on the bottom corners of the coat, close to the floor, they're going to drag on the floor. The chayiv Torah, the chayiv darkinoyam. Darkinoyam is nishkash on that also, that he says for keret, the Gemara says in Gittin, that it was a maila, the darshan, that the person he wore his tzitzis for, the negrorim achrov, doesn't seem like that was a problem. Ramos Mechadish, a new tam, Pia Medrish, brings from the Rekeach, the Medrish says that Hamayim Lehem Choyma, Miminam Mesmoilam, by Kriyas Yamsuf, that Gavriel told Hamayim Shachareyim that they should, Hizaru, they should be careful from Klai Yisol, Shasidim Lahashlich, Konof Tzitzis Lachareyim, that they're going to have a tzitzis hanging out in their back, behind them, Lachareyim. So Zokte Darke Moshe, that you see from this medrash that the chiv of tzitzis is only ba'ofen that two are in the front and two are in the back. There's two kamfis la'choyrev. So only a beggar that's made with four kamfis, that two are lefonov and two are la'achrov, such a beggar is mechuyiv in tzitzis. Shenkin, these begodim, all four kamfis are lefonov, and there's nothing la'achrov. Zokte Ramo, alpidus medrash, such a beggar the Torah wasn't mechuyiv in tzitzis. He goes even further there. Even he has a type of beggar there in the Ramah. It did have two kamfis la'achrov, but he says if it doesn't come down low, it should be keneged, the two corners that are lefonov, That's also not nichol. This has to be ba'ifin, that there's two corners lefanav and two corners keneged them la'acharav in order to be mechuyiv and tzitzis. The ma'aser are more paskins like that in the end of Siman Yud with this svara. Anything that doesn't have lefanav and la'acharav is potter. Shmuel brings on at Kosov Magen Avram halacha zurei fefes b'de'agayinim le'motzu tam nochein. He says there's no clear time why it should be potter. Even the time of the Dakar Moshe is not such a clear time. This medrash. Akein Yerei Shemayim Yasa Keren Achas Agula says the best thing Yerei Shemayim should make one Keren Agula if he has such a beged that he doesn't wear, that's not button closed. And Frati says nowadays they have a kapota, a frak that's open in the back also. Sometimes it's roiv the way up. So then zicha, you have another problem because there are two kronos in the back besides for the kronos in the front. So Meili says a person should be careful to make kronos agulis. Mor continues with the memory of Amar Ravam, Rav Schair, and Rav Huna, Hittil, Balas Sholis, Rishlima, La'arba, Psula, Shemtasov, Levin, Asa. If he put on the tzitzis at the time when the beggar only had three kamfais, later on he made a fourth konov and made the beggar into a bar chiyuv, V'chaygav, the tzitzis apostle, because of Tasov, Levin, Asa. The Mor asks on that, Mi Amrina, and Tasov, Levin, Asa, the Yiseis, Shepsul, Tasov, Levin, Asa, from Rav Zeiri Hitl Mutelis Ksheira, Rav Zeiri says if you add a second tzitzis on a beggar that already has tzitzis, it's kosher to use those tzitzis later, even after you take away the first tzitzis, the Rashi learns. And you don't say Tasav Leiman Asid at the time they will put on Leloi Tzairich, there was no need for them at that time. You say that they're kosher, you see you don't say Tasav Leiman Asid. The Shita's Masbir, the Gemara is not being mistopic here. The Chalal, if there's a din of Tasav Leiman Asi, we know in Shas there's a din of Tasav Leiman Asi. The Gemara's Shail over here is when the original Asiya was Bekashrus, just was Leloi Tzairich, like Rashi says. At the time it was made Bekashrus. It wasn't needed, it wasn't Mechuyiv yet, it wasn't a Dal Kamfis, or it had other Tzitzis. That's the Shail in the Gemara here, if that's called Tasav Leiman Asi. When it was also shleil tzeirich. This we have in Shas and Masechta Sukkah. Tasav leiman asi was when it was also b'psul. When Mishas you put the schach on, it was mechuber, and later you disconnected it and made a tolush. And that is tasav leiman asi when it was also b'psul. Mishas tasiyah was b'psul. It has to be asiyah b'kashus. But here you have asiyah b'kashus, just it wasn't needed yet. For tzitzis, that's the shmuz in the Gemara over here. Gemara goes and says a svara. That since Bishas you put on the extra pair of tzitzis in Abzeir's case, it's a aver of Baltaisiv, so it's not considered a maisa. And Mele Zakdrashi, the maisa is first later when you took off the original tzitzis and you left with only the second tzitzis. That's when it's called the asiya of the second tzitzis. This first asiya, when you put it on as an extra tzitzis, is not an asiya because you're aver Baltaisiv with it. It's not considered an asiya. And that, if Papa asks, who said the person's being Eivir Baltaisiv, maybe put it on there, Levetulika Mechavan, not Lesufika Mechavan. Maybe he's putting on there Aldas to be Mevatel, the first tzitzis, not Aldas to be Moisif, extra tzitzis. Zemela, it should be an Asiya, the first Asiya, and it should be a problem of Tassel Eminos. That's a Rashi and the Rosh learned the Gemara. The Hainu, when you put it on Aldas to be Moisif, there's no Tassel Eminos. When you put it on Aldas Levatel, there is a Tassel Eminos. So Yosef learns up in Lashna Ramam is Mavur, and he learned the Gemara Pung Fakert. That if you, so Yosef learns that Haik learned it into the Lashna Gemara, but upon the din that comes out like the Ramam is the opposite, that if you put it on Abbas to be Moisif, and you're being Oiv about Toysif, Chia Gavna, you passel the first tzitzis because of Baltoysif, you passel the tzitzis, so it comes out it was Nasiv Psul. The Tchilas Asiya was in a matzav of psul. The whole thing was pasul. It's baltaisif. Is then the problem with tasav leiman also that you can't fix it later when you remove the extra pier and make it not baltaisif anymore. Mashenkin, when you put it on al das levatel, so you weren't being a maisif b'shas maisa. You weren't being over baltaisif b'shas maisa. So then there was no asiya psul. So then you could say that this new asiya, when you added the second pier tzitzis, is a kosher asiya. And there's no Tassel Leiman Asi. It's not called Tassel Leiman Asi because it's a Kasher Asiya. You're just adding another pair of tzitzis. The only time there's something wrong with the Asiya is when the Asiya was Asiya Psula because it was Asiya Baltaisif. That's the Shitz Rambam. So come to us, when you put it on Lahoisif, then there is a Tasav Leiman Asi. And when you put it on in Avdas Levatel, the first ones, then there's no Tasav Leiman Asi. And then the second ones are Kosh. And the Lashon Rambam is Mavur even more. And not only the second ones are Pasul when you put it on Avdas Lahoisif, because their Tchilas Asiyah was Bepsul. But even if he'll go and remove the second ones, the first ones also stay Pasul. The first ones remain Pasul, because since they became Nifsal, Mishasi put the second ones on, they became Pasul at that time, because of Baltaisif. They don't become back Kasher later. When you remove the second ones, it's considered a Tasav Leiman Asi on the first ones, because since they were Pasul in between, the second ones get removed. That Asiyah that happens with Mela on the first ones to bring them back to Kashas is called Tasav Leiman Asi. That's Mavur from Lashon Rambam, Svesayis Medai. Mangan Avram learns from this Rambam a big Yisoid in Tasav Leiman Asi. The Hainu in Simuch of Gimel is halacha that a person is not allowed to wear tzitzis in Beis HaKvaris. It's a question of Loyig L'Rosh. The Bishayzev brings that some people were Noyig, that they would tie, they were kosher two corners together. They took the tzitzis from one corner and the tzitzis to the other corner, and they tied them together. And they considered it, I did that they were mevatel the tzitzis from being a tzitzis, because you have to have tzitzis on each kanaf. And this way they could walk with it like that in the Beis HaKvaris, because it's Shas is tied together. It's not a kosher tzitzis. It's battle from mitzvah tzitzis. Mishayzev is chaylik on them. He says, first of all, the kesher is not mevatalit from mitzvah tzitzis. V'oidzok der lefi daitom, that they hold that it was battle from tzitzis. So then when they go and untie it later, it shouldn't become back kosher. It should be a problem of tasav leiman asi. Because in between it was nifsal. So when they go and untie it later, it becomes a mela back kosher. It's a problem of tasav leiman asi. Dem zokta levush. Levush says he doesn't understand the Bishayisav's taina. Because we have halacha in Hilchas Sukkah that if somebody builds a sukkah underneath a gag, so b'shas he put the schach on, the schach was posel, and then he removes the gag. So like a lot of rishonim, it's psul tasav leiman asi. Mashen kein, it's kepaskin there in Siman Tov Resh Chavav. If he had a kosher sukkah and then he put a gag down on top, he let down a roof on top, and then he picks the roof back up, and it becomes back kosher. You don't say that in between it was posel, and now this new asiyah, when he lifts up the roof, is a memela dik asiyah to be makshurit and should be a problem with tasav leiman asi. He says in Tafresh Chavav that you don't say that since it was mitchila nasa bekashrus, it's not called tasav leiman asi. Tasav leiman asi is only when the tchilas asiyah was b'psul. So zok lavush to be says if taina is not a taina. The people were kosher that their tzitzis together, and they were mevatlet from being tzitzis. In fact, we say so when they untied the tzitzis, so now it should be tassel even also. He's like, no, that's like when you take the roof off the schach, because the tchilas asiyah of these tzitzis were bekashrus. In between it was nifsal. And now it's going back to the tchilas asiyah bekashrus. Chai gavna, you don't say tassel even also. That's like the levush. He's like, the bogat avraham, it's like dummy. He says, the only time you say that, that tchilas asiyah bekashrus is no problem with tassel even also, is when it's not a psul beguf asukah, like bedover achar hamoinai. You have this gag on top, which is being meneya, the kashrus of sukkah. It's a dover achar, which is meneya. But the guf asukah has what it takes to be kosher. The guf asukah itself is kosher. But he says, when there's a psul begufoi, then even if originally the thing was kosher, and then it was nifsal begufoi, and it's being chayzer afterwards to take away the psul begufoi, then there is a problem with Tassel Leiman Asi. You don't say that Tzchayiz or Tchilas Achshayr. What's the raya to this chilek? Dr. Magen Avraham, the raya is from this Rambam. The Rambam by us is saying that when you added Hitul Mutelus, you added another extra tzitzis, and you passled it off Bal Taisif, you passled the both tzitzis, the first ones and the second ones. And the Rambam says even if you take off the second ones, the first ones remain passled, because B'shas, the second ones were there, they were passled Bal Taisif. Later, when you take away the second one, they're being chayzer in a skasha without a maisa. It's tasav leiman asi. I being chayzer lachshayre rishain. So, Dr. Magen Avraham, you see that you don't say this klal of chayzer lachshayre rishain when there's a psul in the guf adover. The psul mitzvah itself is only when the miniya is from a dover acha. Over here, where the tzitzis themselves became pasal spaltaisiv, you see from this Rambam that you don't say that the tchilasi behechsher should answer the problem of tasav leiman asi. Kvegen, Simon Yer Aleph also uses this yisoid. It's going over there on the halacha that tzitzis has to be partly gedil and partly onuf. Has to be part of it has to be wound around the kriches, another part has to be hanging onuf. The Magen Avraham says if someone makes tzitzis that's kula gedil, karach kula psula. If he winds around the whole tzitzis till the end, is all puzzle. The tzitzis is puzzle. Dr. Kivege, what happens? The guy will want to fix it. So he'll unwind a little bit. This way he'll have some onuf hanging down. So Dr. Kivege, l'chayur is a psulia of tasav leiman asli. When he unwinds it, it comes out, he's memela having the tzitzis here. By unwinding it, there's memela and onuf left here. That's a psul of tasav leiman asli. Dr. Kivege, we know a klal by sukkah. Tasav leiman asli, when tchilasi was bekashrus, there's no tasav leiman asli. If it was nifsal in between. Over here also, before he was kairich, the entire, before he was kairich, the entire chutim, and wound around the entire chutim, while he was winding it, at one point there was part onuf hanging down and part kriches. So the tzitzis was kosher at one point. Later on it became nifsal. And now when he unwinds it, should be gechazer to tchilas achshere. So to kvege, no, he brings this Magen Avraham that you see from this Rambam by us, that when it's a psul begufay, you don't say that klal. So here also is a psul in the gufa tzitzis, then it's not tchayzit, the tchilas achshere, and you have a problem of tasav leiman asi.
Another shayla that achreinim dan here, al tasav leiman asi, there's a prima godim in Tzimin Yudches, in Mishpitzis, he declares if someone's allowed to make tzitzis b'layla, since we paskin layla, loves man tzitzis, so it comes out that his man he made it was his man that there was no chiv tzitzis, there was no tzerich for tzitzis. When it comes the morning and the tzerich for tzitzis, they're already osi. It should be a psul of tasav leiman osi. Primogodim's noita that it's kosher. He says two svaras. There's a svar in the Gemara, laila lav mechusas man. In karbonus, there's a svar in the Gemara that when a carbon is just missing the night, just that it just has to wait till the morning for its man to come. That's not called mechusas man. So over here also, it's just missing, waiting for the morning. That's not mechusas man. And there's another svar in the Gemara, zman memela kasi. That his man is not mechusar maisa. It's just something that happens in memela. The time moves on, it happens in memela. So for both of these reasons, the Prima Godim says, in high time, it's not called tasar leiman asi. The Chredim are really matmiya on the whole tzad of the Prima Godim. The Bekuriyankov and Simon Tov Rish Chafes of Kotten Dalad. Chuvas Marshag, that what's the Prima Godim's tzad that it should be considered a tasav leiman asi? He says every mitzvah we always make before this man is every sukkah is the whole psul of tasav leiman asi is never by sukkah, and every sukkah you make before the chag, before this man achiv. So the machriach from that avad the tasav leiman asi only means if it was either was asi b'psul, or if it was also in a matzah when it wasn't in a bar chiyuva, like a beged bas sholosh kamfeis, or a beged which already had tzitzis, mutelis. But just because it's also in a zman, which the chiyuv is not noyig, that's not called tasav leiman asi. Or Chashulchan also, in Simen Yudalit, says a davar poshut, that a person can make mimato the tzitzis melayla, even though there are some achreinim that are machmir, but that's the pashtus of all achreinim. A similar shayla comes up with Talas Shu'ula, Beismeya, Nerechayim, Simeon Yudalid. Claire's Gemara says if someone's Talas Shu'ula, if you borrow a Talas, the first 30 days it's Potter. After 30 days it's already Nira Kashaloi, becomes Mechuyiv. The question is if the Talas already had Tzitzis on it from before. So it comes out when the 30 days comes and now he becomes Mechuyiv. Till now it was a beggar that was Potter, Talas Shu'ula. At the end of 30 days, it becomes a beged, which is mechuyev. Or similarly, if he would go ahead and be kainet from the person. So, l'chayre, there should be a din of tasav leiman asi on that. Klet the bismeya. So, it should come out that a person has a talas shu'ula at the end of 30 days when he's a schayev, he should have to take off the tzitzis and put them back on. Because they are different before. Because when the beged was in a matzav of ptur, it should be tasav leiman asi, it was asi b'ptur. Some want to be patient with this from the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim said the Svar of Zman Memela Kasi. So here also you have the Svar of Zman Memela Kasi because the 30 days pass Memela and it's going to become a Bar Chiyuva. So maybe there shouldn't be a chasaron of tasav leiv v'nasi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.